Some of the world's largest companies, including Google, Microsoft and Facebook, are ploughing billions of dollars into virtual reality technology. For those who don't already know, VR is a computer simulation that users can interact with using equipment like headsets and controllers. In 2014, Facebook bought VR headset manufacturer Oculus for $2 billion. That effectively set off a boom in virtual reality investment that those in the industry may bypass Australia. Tui Ong reports.
In Australia, VR or virtual reality is slowly taking over as a popular form of entertainment. Last month's release of PlayStation's VR headset saw shipments sold out almost immediately. With that kind of popularity, the financial firm Citi claims the market for VR will grow to nearly $2.2 trillion by 2035. Michael Lyon's digital imaging company Kidneon was acquired by Deloitte earlier this year. These days, he's a consultant with Deloitte.
There is this whole wave of people making works and developing things as well. And I think the first few years, virtuality, will find its place because every medium has its strengths for a particular area. And I think it will find its place.
Although it's relatively new, VR technology is used not only for gaming and entertainment purposes, but also for training and education. In September, Alzheimer's Australia released a VR smartphone app. It helps people see the world through the eyes of someone living with dementia. While there are endless opportunities in the sector, Mish Sparks, a director at Mod Productions Studios, is concerned there's not enough support.
We are risking missing out if there aren't the resources there to get the code developed to get onto those platforms.
As the price of technology drops, headsets like the PlayStation VR are becoming more accessible to households. Mish Sparks again.
If Australia is going to be competitive and to get more jobs in the digital economy, then it needs to support more development and more investment within the digital economy.
Michaela Ledwidge, also a director at Mod Productions and the Vice President Digital of the Australian Directors Guild, says without incentives, a lot of talent would look for work overseas.
But in terms of actual production, the actual making of these kinds of experiences, yes, it's not a healthy, sustainable sector yet.
Technology analyst firm Telsight predicts 115,000 virtual reality headset units will be sold in the second half of 2016, with sales to grow to over 500,000 units in 2017.
In the States it is. In China, there has been significant infrastructure investments in terms of future VR arcades, and in terms of the hardware, there's been billions of dollars of investment from major consumer electronics and entertainment companies. But so far in Australia, that hasn't translated into significant work for production.
By 2020, Telsight estimates over 3.3 million units will have been sold in Australia, with 22% of around 2.5 million households owning a unit. It may have been science fiction not long ago, but virtual reality is not the future anymore. It's already here.
Tui Ong reports.